Well, supporters of Egypt's ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, call for daily protests ahead of his trial. The Muslim Brotherhood and its allies have issued a statement urging Egyptians to rally in squares to protest against the trial of Morsi and his top aides. The ousted president's trial will begin on Monday. The statement also calls on people to gather near Cairo's Thora prison, where Morsi's trial is expected to take place. Morsi and 14 of his top aides will be tried over charges of inciting violence. Egypt has been witnessing street protests since the army toppled Morsi in early July. The army has killed hundreds of protesters since then. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mohammed Chelebi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Mohammed, I imagine that these days leading up to the beginning of the trial will be quite sensitive.
Indeed, Waqar, very sensitive. Monday, the 4th of November, could be a game changer. The largest anti-coup alliance in Egypt, the National Coalition for the Defense of Legitimacy of Morsi, and the suspended 2012 constitution that was approved by nearly two-thirds of Egyptians, has called for daily protests until the trial under the slogan, the people's will. The Interior Ministry has said it will deal firmly with any potential chaos that day. But until now, I mean, it's not very clear whether the security authorities will be able to transport Morsi to the Thora area for the trial. Will they get him via a helicopter? Will they be able to get him? I mean, they were not able to get Brotherhood guide Badia or his deputy Ashotar for an earlier hearing, and we had the judge stepping down. So will the court step down again? Will the trial be adjourned with or without the presence of Morsi? Will it take place? Will it be aired live? All of this is being discussed at the moment by the authorities. What we know for sure is that Morsi does not recognize the trial. He says it is unconstitutional. He still considers himself the legitimate president of Egypt, and that a team of observers, lawyers, will attend as observers in the court as planned, because Morsi wants to defend himself if that scene does occur. Now, regarding the tense atmosphere in Egypt, the crackdown is ongoing. This morning in Alexandria, 22 girls were detained by police for carrying anti-coup slogans, mainly the Rabah, the famous Rabah slogan. And you also had a detained person dying in prison in Armenia in what seems to be a daily occasion here. But despite that, you have new movements being created alongside the anti-coup university or school movements or protests out there on the streets. You have the 7 a.m. movement that now wants to take it to the authorities very early in the morning, because university and school students occur at noon and street protests occur at night. And you also have seemingly the authorities panicking here. They have decided to allow security forces to enter university campuses, like what happened in Al-Azhar a day ago, after getting a permission from the prosecution and from the heads of universities, in a step that seems to target the university, very influential university protests. Also, the Interior Premier said on Thursday that the protest law will be ready very soon, and the anti-terror law is also being prepared by the authorities, seemingly targeting the Brotherhood and the Islamic stream and the movements out there on the streets, fearful of the void that's going to be caused by the mandatory expiry of the state of emergency laws in mid-November. You also have calls, Waqar, to besiege the stock market and the central bank, coinciding with the Morsi trial. So it's
okay, Mohammed. Unfortunately, I will have to stop you there. But of course, we do appreciate that. That was Mohammed Chelebi speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.